Friends, through this Lenten season, we have been reflecting together on the fact that the life of our Lord was surrounded and continuously impeded by conflict and opposition. And understanding that and keeping that in mind as we read the gospel record helps us to understand more clearly what it is we read there. It also helps us to appreciate more fully the life and ministry of our Lord. The generation in which Jesus was on this earth was like most generations. It was an age like most ages, like our own age, when hardly anyone really knows what's going on spiritually. Things really were happening, but they didn't know what to make of them. A strange recluse out of the wilderness named John appeared along the Jordan River, proclaiming that the Lord's Messiah had come and that everyone should repent and believe. Crowds gathered, people listened. Many were touched in one way or another by his message, but few really understood it. Oh, in fact, a man had appeared and was identified as the awaited one. He was actually a resident of Nazareth, and he was identified by John as the expected Messiah. And this man, Jesus, began to preach and to teach, but people still were hesitant to believe or challenged to understand. People didn't know what to make of him. His own friends and neighbors in Nazareth were confused, and even those who believed that he was the Messiah often didn't really comprehend what that meant. In fact, when we read the gospel, we note that, at one point, people who believed that this Jesus was the Messiah, not really understanding what the Messiahship would be like, wanted to take and lift him up as king because they assumed that in the succession with King David from the Old Testament times, that would be the manner of his Messiahship. Confusion was everywhere. And of course, there were those who became fearful as crowds gathered around him because they saw their position, their authority, their power potentially being diminished. So there was information, but little understanding. And there, in the midst of it all, Right in the center of the storm was Jesus. Calm, placid. Willing to respond graciously to both those who wrongly accused him and patient with those whose understanding fell short of what was necessary to really appreciate who he was and what he was doing. And that extended right into the ranks of those who were in the inner circle of his world. In fact, we'll focus in a little more on that and its consequences and significance next week. But the thing is that in the midst of all this confusion, Jesus understood. Well, no one else seemed to grasp the significance of things. Jesus understood it very clearly. In fact, Jesus, as I read from Luke 18, attempted repeatedly to point out to his disciples the things that were about to unfold. And he understood it with detail. He understood the opposition that was there, and that on the surface at least it would appear to triumph, for he would in Jerusalem be arrested and mocked and treated cruelly and put to death. Jesus knew that. He also knew that on the third day he would rise. Jesus understood that messiahship was not all about celebration. Jesus understood that messiahship involves suffering and sacrifice for the accomplishment of its purposes. And he was prepared to endure all that as the Lord's Messiah. And Jesus moved forward toward the events that were to overtake him. Now, sometimes we may dismiss things about Jesus because we say, well, he was the Son of God. He was divine. But remember also that as we are clearly taught in the scriptures, he was truly human. By that I mean that in this instance, these things that he understood were about to unfold would be experienced by him with all the pain, the anguish, the frustration, the disappointment that they would produce in any human being. Jesus, as truly human, was subject to pain, physical pain. He was subject to the reality of rejection. It was not something that he could be immune from. And as he approached these events, he did so knowing full well the pain that they would bring upon his physical being. But he also knew about resurrection. And so, courageously, and without fanfare or boasting, Jesus moved forward into these events that he knew were going to happen. Now, you and I understand that as we live our lives, that things happen. Things we didn't anticipate. Challenges we didn't realize we would have to face. And we also understand that it's not easier if you know they're coming. It's not easier to live life knowing that certain things are looming on the horizon. In fact, sometimes I think we probably all said to one another, it's good we don't know all that life holds for us. We might have trouble facing it. But there was Jesus, knowing full well the whole magnitude of what was going to happen. And he went forward in a spirit of grace, prepared to endure it all. This helps us to understand the reality of the life of our Lord. It also, of course, speaks to us of understanding the reality of our own living of life, even though probably most often we don't know what's right ahead of us. The thing that transformed this whole scene for Jesus was that as he knew about death, so he knew about resurrection. And that even in apparent defeat, there was certain victory. And of course, that becomes our source of ultimate strength as well. We learn from Jesus. Yes, we're not divine as he was, but we learn from the way that he modeled the faith so that our approach to life and its various consequences can also be transformed by resurrection. Paul spoke of that in his letter to the Philippians. He spoke about the trouble that had come upon him in the course of ministry, that here he was imprisoned. And he didn't know exactly what the outcome of his circumstances would be. But he was able to say, whether I live or I die, I am with the Lord. He was able to approach the unknown with the knowledge of resurrection. And that makes everything different. And so, from Christ's living out of his messianic rule, there is modeled for us a hope because we know how the story comes out. Yes, Jesus did go to Jerusalem resolutely, despite the fact that some around him said, "Don't go there, there's trouble, there's danger." But he went knowing that that was his mission. Yes, it all unfolded just as he, in fact, knew it would. There was opposition. There was abusive treatment. There was pain. There was death. But there was also resurrection. So, friends, as we ponder these things, may we be able to draw strength as we look to our Lord and remember that because he lives, we may live also. Friends, this is indeed good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.